Earlier this year, Midwest signed an agreement to have Indiana-based Republic Airways operate some Midwest flights. The move eventually resulted in the layoffs of hundreds of Midwest pilots and flight attendants. The two labor groups charged Midwest outsourced the work and therefore violated labor contracts. The pilots and flight attendants have been holding small rallies to keep the issue before the public. Yesterday at Milwaukee's Mitchell Airport, about a dozen flight attendants held protest signs outside a passenger check-in area and set up an information table inside the main concourse. Local union president Tony Higgins says she hopes airline customers care about the dispute with Midwest.
Because they're selling it as Midwest and that the public's not going to notice any difference in these Republic flight routes, aircraft or Republic crews. And we believe there's a significant difference. They have not been trained on the service that we typically provide. They don't have a vested interest in 20 years with the company. That these flight attendants who have made this airline what it is today, they're the ones that are out on the street.
Midwest says it did not violate any labor agreements. The company says it'll eventually train its flight crews to fly the smaller jets it's leasing from Republic, but only if the Midwest crews accept pay cuts. Midwest also says its deal with Republic brings necessary capital to the Milwaukee-based firm, which has been struggling financially. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.